This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for tonight's show.
Our guest today is a member of ECU's Board of Trustees and the founder and principal attorney of Shanahan Law Group, Kieran Shanahan.
That's right, Paul. And, you know, Kieran was actually a featured guest at a recent networking breakfast in Raleigh, too. So we're really glad that he's been able to spend some time with the Alumni Association.
Yeah, I was at that event, and he did a great job. But before we get to that interview, we'd like to share with you information about some upcoming events at ECU.
Well, April is Service Month for the East Carolina Alumni Association, and we're very fortunate that a few of our pirate contacts have been able to plan some service projects in their area. But, of course, we encourage all alumni to lend a helping hand in their community during the month of April, and there's lots of ways to do it.
That's right. There's so many easy ways to volunteer. Every little bit makes a difference, as we all know. You can donate food to a food bank. You can help at a soup kitchen, clean up a local park. You can volunteer for the Humane Society, take a hot meal to an elderly neighbor, or offer to babysit at no charge for a friend. Be sure to take photos as you get out and serve in your community and send them to us at alumni@piratealumni.com. Well, Jennifer, if you're a runner out there listening to us, it is time to get the running shoes out and get ready for the 5th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run.
Well, that's right, Paul. It is coming up on Saturday, April 14th. The race is going to start at 9 a.m. on Reed Circle, just across from UBE in Uptown Greenville. And then the Fun Run is going to follow the start of the race and takes part of the same course, which is down historic 5th Street adjacent to campus.
That's right. Registration is $15 until March 30th, so you still have a little bit of time before the price goes up to $25 after that. So get in and get that early bird price of $15 before March 30th. All participants will receive a race t-shirt, a goodie bag, which is going to have a surprise goodie inside of it this year. So something to look forward in the goodie bag. And prizes will be given to the top 3 male and 3 female overall finishers, and then the top 3 in 8 age groups. Again, top male and female finisher in 8 age groups. Proceeds from this race support the Alumni Association student scholarships. And even if you're not a runner and we'd love for you to participate, you can come out and participate in the fun run. So you can find details on our website at piratealumni.com.
Well, Paul, there are a number of pirate armadas that are going to be taking place around the region. These are unique pirate club events that give fans an opportunity to meet with lots of our different coaches, basketball coaches, football coaches, as well as some of the athletic staff. You can find details about all of the upcoming pirate armadas on our website at piratealumni.com, and just click on the events tab, or you can give the pirate club a call at 252-737-4540 for more details.
Right. Well, Jennifer, there's an event coming up here in Greenville on April 21st at 6 o'clock at the Greenville Museum of Art that's going to feature two previous A Pirate's Life for Me guests, Jamie Lynn Sigler and Sarah Evans, both of J Public Relations, will be the guest speakers at ECU's Comm Crew Spring Reception. This event, again, will be on Saturday, April 21st from 6 to 8 at the Greenville Museum of Art. And the School of Communications Distinguished Alumni Award will also be given out at that reception. Anyone interested in communications is welcome to attend, and tickets are $25 a person. You can get your tickets today by calling 252-328-4227.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Kieran Shanahan.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 5th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 14th. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with race day registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. The entry fee is $15 and includes a race day t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
My guest today is founder and principal attorney of Shanahan Law Group, Kieran Shanahan. Welcome to the show, Kieran.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Let's start from the very beginning. Tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, we have to go back to 1975. I graduated high school, and I was fortunate enough to have had the opportunity to meet and talk with Pat Dye, then the head football coach at East Carolina.
Right.
And I came to Greenville with hopes of playing football. The problem was that everyone was bigger and faster than I was, so my football career at East Carolina was very short-lived, but I did fall in love with Greenville and East Carolina and stayed there and graduated 4 years later.
All right. Well, obviously, other than Coach Pat Dye, who else was important to you while you were a student?
Yeah, I was very, very fortunate to have met and had as a professor John East, who, of course, went on to be a United States Senator.
Right.
I did most of his classes, but I was also, for a couple of years, while at East Carolina, the student attorney general, and John East was the faculty liaison, and we had a couple of interesting constitutional issues that came up regarding the student government while I was there, and I got to work closely with him, and so he was probably the singular most important, influential person with me, during friend and mentor to me while I was at East Carolina.
Right, and what good practice for your career, too.
As it turned out, yes.
Well, talk about a favorite memory that you have, and, you know, remember, this is a family show, Kieran. So a favorite memory that you have from your time spent at ECU as a student.
Well, probably it was, I would say that when football didn't work out, I noticed that they didn't have a rugby team.
Uh-huh.
And so I actually started the rugby team literally from scratch, and I guess in sort of a brazen effort to try and get people to learn about it, I invited them all to join me in the football stadium at Ficklin Field, where we held our first practice. The folks there didn't appreciate it much, and they turned the sprinklers on us. I do remember being run off the main football field, but we found a little corner to practice in. We got the team up and running, and it's still going strong today, so I'm very proud to be associated with that, but have really fond memories of the guys on the team and the things that we accomplished getting that going.
That is such a cool accomplishment. We're talking with ECU Board of Trustees member and attorney Kieran Shanahan, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Kieran, I'm curious to know, what led you into a law career?
Well, good question. I grew up right in almost in the shadow of the Capitol and outside Washington, D.C. in McLean, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so both an area full of lawyers, generally. I'm one of nine kids, and I had to learn to argue to make my way. And so folks would kind of say, I think, you know, you might be a good lawyer because you like to argue. But I think being in and around lawyers and also the political environment in Washington just seemed like a natural fit. I can tell you that I really had no desire to do anything else ever since I was very small. So I'm very fortunate that I am. Was able to pursue that career and am able to practice law today.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about the time that you spent as an assistant U.S. attorney.
I tell folks, you know, really one of the most rewarding times of my adult professional career was as an assistant. I mean, what an amazing and awesome responsibility and experience to stand in front of a jury of 12 people and say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I represent the United States of America.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And I was fairly young. I was still in my 20s when I started. And to have FBI agents, DEA, Treasury agents, ATF agents working with you on cases. And I ended up getting into the complex business crime fraud type of cases, which had allowed me to use my business background from my business degree at East Carolina. And they were just very rewarding cases. And, you know, as a prosecutor, you have a duty of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But even before that, you have the authority and discretion on who you're going to indict and what you're going to charge them with. And it's a very humbling responsibility to have. And I always felt like it was very rewarding. And I came in kind of up into a time where they weren't drafting people and wasn't much need for government service, and I thought getting into the U.S. Attorney's Office was a great way to give back. My dad was worked for the government, my mom was a school teacher, and that sort of my motivation. But after I got in there, I just have to say I thoroughly enjoyed it. First in Atlanta for about 3 years, and then came back to Raleigh and another 3 years before I went out and into private practice. But I thoroughly enjoyed and would welcome an opportunity to do it again sometime.
Yeah. Well, were there any high profile cases that you worked on?
Well, I kind of got known for arson cases. Okay. In particular, not sure why, except I worked with ATF. They're very, you know, difficult cases. Something burns down, you have to figure out whether or not it was intentionally set or not, and then you have to decide if it was intentionally set, who's responsible for it, and what was their motive. So they're kind of circumstantial cases by nature, but one of the biggest I had actually happened in Wilson County, the Liberty Tobacco Warehouse fire. And it was a long and lengthy investigation, and we were able to find the perpetrator who had been hired by the son of one of the owners, and discovered other fraud going on, and
wow.
We were able to bring a number of people to justice over a long period of time, and it involved wiretaps, and we had to have somebody to solicit the torch to burn another building, and caught him in the action, and then flipped him.
It's like a TV show.
It is worthy of a movie in some ways. Of course, I learned a lot about tobacco during that and about that time in the industry, and ironically, to this day, I think since I've come out of the U.S. Attorney's Office, I've always represented one or more people in and around that industry. So even though I learned about it from the criminal perspective, ultimately became a part of my practice. And, of course, by far and away, the most people involved in the tobacco industry are good, honest, hardworking folks. And so I enjoyed being able to get to have some bandage, if you will, on that culture and that industry and its importance, in particular to Eastern North Carolina.
Right. Well, you mentioned private practice. So you are the principal attorney and founder of Shanahan Law Group, which, of course, is up in Raleigh in the state's capital. I'm sure you have more duties other than just representing clients in court. Talk about an average day for you.
Well, you know, the one thing about being law, you know, the phone rings and it's a crisis and you never know what's going to happen. And I seem to get more, our firm tends to be crisis oriented. We do have a spin on litigation, so oftentimes we're going into court. But, you know, I've got a staff of lawyers and paralegals and administrative people, about 17. And so leading that team is, I spend a lot of time doing that. You know, you have to develop clients, you have to do the work, you then have to bill them for the work, unfortunately, and then collect, which we're not, you know, we're like any other small business, but we really try and focus on helping people and doing it with a high degree of integrity, and the problem solving, in a partnership sort of fashion with our clients, and really getting to know them. We're kind of a boutique firm that enjoys close, long-standing relationships with clients. So it's interesting, but there are sometimes when you're the guy at the head of it, you spend less time practicing law and more time running the business. I've had to learn some new skills there, as any small business person owner knows, those have their own challenges and their rewards, but it is not exactly practicing law, and my first love is being in the courtroom. So it does take you away from that, but you know, as part of developing clients, it gives me an opportunity to get out in the community and do my public service that I like to do, and so it's a real interesting, rewarding time. And of course, Raleigh and North Carolina is just a great place to live and to work and to be able to practice law.
Well, I totally agree with that. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. We're talking with ECU Board of Trustees member and founder of Shanahan Law Group, Kieran Shanahan. Now, you are also very involved in your community up in Raleigh, and you serve four elected terms on the City Council, and you were a delegate to both the 2004 and 2008 Republican National Conventions. Talk about your political experiences.
Well, my first political experience was when I was president of my high school class back at Langley High School in Washington, in McLean, Virginia, actually outside Washington. But I really do think we have, you know, part of knowing the law and understanding the Constitution, I think, you know, as citizens, we have an obligation to become involved. And I do believe in limited government, free enterprise. So that led me to want to become involved in my own town. I think, on a local level, you can have the most impact. And I had an issue in the neighborhood that I'd moved into, and we had a lot of cul-de-sacs, like a lot of neighborhoods, new neighborhoods do in particular, and they wanted to take one of the cul-de-sacs and connect it with a cul-de-sac from another neighborhood and make it a thoroughfare. And I was opposed to that, like having just bought in the neighborhood. So that kind of inspired me to learn about city government, and I was able to serve on the city council, which is nonpartisan, and for four terms. And during that period, we built what is now, as of this week, called the PNC Center. It used to be the RBC Center. And so it's a great way to get involved and have an impact in your community. So I was able to do that. And on a broader level than being Republican by nature, I became active in the party and helping promote candidates and good government. And that led to being able to be chosen to be a delegate both to the New York Convention in 2004 and then again in Minneapolis in 2008. So something I'm passionate about. I mean, I love my country, and but as a citizen, believe that we need to be active and vigilant with regard to our government day to day. But I think we live in the greatest nation in the world, and we all have a duty to give back in the best ways that we can. And those are some of the ways that I'm comfortable doing it.
Now, since this is an election year, is there any chance you'll be nominated for the 2012 National Convention?
I think there's a likelihood that I'll go. It's going to be in Tampa this year, and I think it's going to be an interesting convention. Look, people say, you know, you don't want to watch a sausage being made, and you don't want to see a bill being made.
Yeah.
But I think right now we're going to say we don't want to see the nomination process much longer in this country. But it's part of it's just the way we do things in a free and open democratic society. So I think it'll be an interesting convention and an interesting fall, and I do look forward to continuing to be involved in that process. And right here at home, we're going to have a new governor one way or the other.
Right.
And so there's lots going on. And, you know, all of that is important, indirectly, at least to East Carolina University, because there has been a change down on Jones Street, as they say, where the legislature has moved, and dollars are scarce. And, you know, East Carolina, with its med school, its dental school, and all the other colleges that are doing so many things, we need to tell that story of how great it is, and make sure that we can get our share of dollars directed towards both the university and Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so if in some small way my involvement in government and understanding of it can help move resources to East Carolina, then I'm just so honored to be able to do that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, Kieran. You are also a member of the Board of Trustees here at the university, and obviously, you know, we're well into our second century now. What kind of vision do you have for ECU in the next decade or so, and how are you going to help accomplish that vision as a board member?
Well, the first thing I'm doing is learning and listening. I mean, it's amazing in the 25 years since I've been there, plus that so many wonderful things are going on, not the least of which is the med school, and now, of course, the recent starting of our inaugural class of the dental school, 52 students, and just a great facility. I think as a number one thing I can do as a board of trustees is be an ambassador for the university, to know and understand what's going on there, but help promote the university and the strategic mission. And I think in part that is, like I say, being an ambassador, but also being an advocate for the university, helping people understand that the things that go on in Eastern North Carolina, the economic engine at the university, is so important. So telling the story generally, ensuring that we continue to recruit and keep the best faculty that we can. That's a significant problem for our university. We have great professors that are doing great things, but you can't compete against other states and other private universities that are able to offer more dollars. So we have some challenges in that regard, but I think telling the story and making the folks here in Raleigh understand it, and also trying to encourage greater participation by the some 180,000 graduates that we have in their university will help shine a light on what we do and help us to be able to meet the mission, which is, you know, graduating folks who are going to hopefully, you know, be in and around North Carolina and excel at a high level in their chosen field. So real excited to be participating in that process and finding out how I might be able to best serve. But I think those talents are a lot to do with being an ambassador and helping bring resources to the university.
Right. Well, Kieran, I want to let our listeners know just a little bit more about some of the things that you're involved in. You're currently the chairman of the NC Property Rights Coalition. You're a member of the Centennial Authority. You are past chairman of Prevent Child Abuse North Carolina, past member of the Bennett College for Women's Board of Trustees, and also past president of Wake 200 Club. Why is volunteering so important to you?
Well, I think, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected, and I really feel blessed, and I mean that sincerely, great opportunities that I've had and some modest success that giving back is required, but, you know, you really always get more than you give when you do these things. But the Property Rights Coalition is consistent with my, you know, fundamental belief about our constitutional form of government and our right to own private property. I think that's threatened in North Carolina, and we hope to have an initiative on the ballot to change the Constitution to protect property rights, and that's why we started the North Carolina Property Rights Coalition. The Centennial Authority oversees the new PNC arena.
That's going to take some getting used to, won't it?
It is, and it's a little confusing to have to wear some of that red over there, you know, for the Wolfpack that owns it and the Carolina Hurricanes that occupy it, but it's certainly a well-run facility, collaboratively managed by different parts of the state. And so that's kind of a fun thing to be involved in, especially since I was around on the planning of it. Mm-hmm. The Prevent Child Abuse is a great organization that trains the trainers to help promote and strengthen families around North Carolina and committed to that cause. Bennett College for Women is great. You have young women looking to achieve high academic success. I think that proved as a great training ground for me and my ability to help serve on the Board of Trustees. And then finally, the Wake 200 Club that you mentioned is an organization that arose as a result of a police officer who was slain in the line of duty. And it's an organization that helps with financial scholarships and financial support the families who have lost their loved one in the line of duty. So great way to give back to people who give the ultimate sacrifice in the service of others. So I just think that life is more rewarding, certainly for me, and I would think for anybody who is willing to spend the time and effort to commit themselves to causes that are bigger than they are.
Well, what's next for you?
Well, singularly focused on really trying to become the best board member I can at East Carolina. I'm still learning. I've got some great colleagues on the council. We've got good leadership, and I think the future is very, very bright because you have a lot of committed folks on the Board of Trustees and also these ancillary groups that do so much that most people don't know about, you know, raising money for the university, raising awareness, and I hope to continue to, the more I learn, to be able to be more effective leader and advocate for the university.
We've been talking with founder of Shanahan Law Group, Kieran Shanahan, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Kieran, I'd like to thank you for talking with me today and for letting us pass along your story to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree, and for that we are truly grateful.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be part of the Pirate Nation, and thank you for having me today.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 5th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 14th. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with race day registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. The entry fee is $15 and includes a race day t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today!
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's good to have Kieran on the show today.
He has done an awful lot in his career, and I think the university is really lucky to have him as part of our Board of Trustees now.
Absolutely. Well, now's the time in the show where we like to ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know that membership can also help you advance in your career? Every East Carolina graduate wants to succeed in his or her career field after graduating. Membership in the Alumni Association provides alumni with career-related assistance through our partnership with the university's Career Center and by providing numerous opportunities to network with other alumni. Each month, the Alumni Association sponsors CareerCasts featuring tips and advice on taking your career to the next level. Our alumni magazine, EC Alumni, also features Career Corner in every issue. Our online community through PirateAlumni.com and our LinkedIn profile give you access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to other alumni to network, ask advice, and share your accomplishments. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at PirateAlumni.com/join today.
Be sure to tune in again on Friday, April 13th, when our guest will be Dr. Lou Everett, a nurse educator and local artist.
Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.